the Virgin Race this morning. You're just seeing it. It's here for all of us.
Up your
just
hands,
a good dose
holy
of love
people.
And mercy and grace. Just clap your hands together.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, dance with your feet, all ye people. Strange, but I want you to all sit down for a second. What do you do when your team's winning? You do the wave. We're going to redeem the wave for the kingdom of God. All right, let's start over here. Here we go. Up to the Lord. Do the call. You know the wave.
Where there were 4,000 to 5,000 people in that service where we were doing the wave. And the energy, the level of energy in that place was just incredible. You know, I mean, it's just hard to duplicate. But, you know, the love of God that was in that place just was so powerful and so healing. And it really causes us, doesn't it, to appreciate our worship team. Oh, my gosh. You know, the whole worship team is in, I'm going to say it right, around Cincinnati area. Yeah, for there's a big family wedding there. So, yeah, so we really appreciate them. And, you know, we really want to pray for them, and it's good that they could really get a day off. You know what I mean? I mean, I never, the Gilmores are such faithful wonderful people, and our whole family and the rest of the team, Tony and Nikki, and thank you for helping me with names. you know, who else did I miss? Our bass player here, this guy, this guy over here, and you know how I am with names. Yeah, it's just a blessing, you know, to just be able to worship together on Father's Day, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It is such a blessing. You know, I just want to play one other song. And we want to go to that, what is that, fourth one, Ron? Do you feel the mountains tremble? Yeah, I mean, and we really, it's on our series in Imagine. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on that are very visible, as you well know, throughout this week, highly visible things. Yet there are things that are going on in the spirit realm. And that's why we use our spiritual imagination. So I just want to play this one other song, if you want to stand and worship or if you want to just sit and listen to it. So it is one of my favorites.
Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a
tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar when the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen one? Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar when the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ the saving one? We can see that God you move mighty river through the nations, young and old will turn. We'll be right back. We can see that God, you move, mighty river through the nations, the young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates,
we just thank you this morning for all you're doing in the Spirit, Lord, across this nation. You're moving in mighty ways, Lord, and we look in the Spirit and we see people trembling, creation trembling, Lord, the rocks crying out, worshiping and praising you, Lord. We're not moved by what we see, but what we don't see, Lord God. The spiritual realm, the wonderful things that great and mighty God is doing. So we magnify you this morning. We magnify the Lord this morning and not the problems. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, we have the privilege this morning to pray for two young people. Pastor Sandy sent me a message. And there's two young people who are going to Nicaragua on a missions trip. And we know how young people love to come up front and be prayed for. Don't you guys? Right. So I'm going to ask Colleen and John to come up and bring their children up. And I'm going to ask for Josh to come, and his wife wants to come, or whoever wants to come up and pray with them, that'd be great. We're going to just bless them, you know. And so is there anything you guys want to share about the trip? So what is it just a missions trip for,
you know? Staying in an orphanage.
Oh, okay. Staying in an orphanage.
Performing like plays and stuff.
Oh, great, great. Oh my gosh, how big's the team?
You don't know. Not a lot of
I'm gonna ask you a hard question, sir. How many will be saved? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I'm glad. Praise the Lord. This is Hannah.
Yes.
And Ryan. Okay. All right. So, if you wanna stand up and extend your hands out to them with a blessing. Of course, we wanna pray for their spiritual protection and all that stuff. I'm gonna let Josh pray and bless them. I think it's on. I don't know. I never know that kind of stuff. We'll get it on. There it goes. I see a little light. Is that on yet? Okay. All right.
I don't hear it. I'm really loud.
You are.
Check. There we go. Lord, Father, Lord God, we just thank you for this day, Lord God, and this time where we can come together, Lord. We lift up Ryan and Hannah right now and this missions trip, Lord God, and we just pray even now, Lord God, you begin to stir their gifts and talents, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
Begin to fill them up, Lord God, to be poured out, Father God. We just pray even now, Lord God, for the team, Lord God, that you begin to bring them together, Lord God. Bring unity among them, Father, Lord God. Fill each one, Lord God. Prepare them, Lord God. We ask that you protect them on this trip, Lord God, and that you open many doors for them to share, Father God, who you are, Father God. We pray even now for the country, Lord God, that, Lord, there be an impact there by this team, Lord God. Wherever they go, Lord God, that you have your way, Father God, that your spirit would move, Lord God, and that place be changed, Lord God, by this team. Even now, I pray for the leader, Lord God. Fill them up, Father God. Give them knowledge, Father God, of where to go, Father God, and wisdom, Father God, on where to share, Father. We thank you for them, Lord God, and we ask even now, fill them up with your spirit to be poured out, Lord God. We pray for mighty miracles, Lord God. We pray for fresh fire in each one of them, Lord God, to be poured out. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you guys.
Thank you.